right, let's go to agenda item four, program. 4-1, question and answer session for nominees submitting application packets for the voting member vacancy. We did receive one application from Howard Huffman. Y'all should have a copy, should have been sent a copy and have a copy in your package to that application. What we will do, we'll start off, we'll let Mr. Huffman give some opening statements, maybe tell us about yourself or why you applied, et cetera. And then we will go have questions from the committee members for you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. My name is Howard Huffman, and I'm the general manager of the Palo Pinto County Municipal Water District, located in Palo Pinto County. We service raw water to approximately 35,000 customers today, but the census looking out tells us that we need to be prepared for a number that's almost double that. We are the owners of the Turkey Peak Reservoir Project. As soon as I can get a few issues with TxDOT worked out, we're ready to open bids in June for the construction of the reservoir, and the TxDOT being the last piece of land we need to acquire to fully own the inundated properties. Special thank you to the Brazos River Authority for loaning out Blake to our committee to help us analyze bids, and much appreciated for that assistance. I spent 27 years in the heavy metal fabrication industry, which, just to clarify, has nothing to do with water. I sat on the board of the Palo Pinto County Municipal Water District for a while, and when this project got to the point where we needed to kick it off into construction, the board asked me to come on, and given my project management experience of two of those years being in Mexico, that was another time for another story for another day. Maybe my wife and daughter will forgive me one day for that. But so anyway, when I took this job, you know, water, I'm born and raised in Mineral Wells, and this project's important to the region for the water security, and I believe in it. And I didn't feel right trying to hire an outsider to come into my community to push this project forward. I felt like it needed to be local, and so I stepped up and took the job. And as soon as I took it, my engineer gave me a piece of advice: find something to get involved in water that's not local. And he made the recommendation here, and I've been coming to meetings since late 2022. It's an interesting cycle you're in right now with the state water plan coming up. And he was absolutely correct. You know, I attend TWA. I see a lot of you there. Water's not local. You need to understand it at the state level and probably the federal level to fully appreciate the problems Texas has with water and how we're going to solve them. So being an active visitor to this board for over 2 years, I'm excited to have the opportunity to interview to actually become a voting member and take an even bigger role in the state's water problems and how we're going to get them solved.
Okay, thanks.
This is the place.
That it is, and I have learned that it starts here. And if the work is not done correctly here, that just generates problems.
Okay. Now, who wants, Ms. Peake, you want to start?
You always ask me to start.
And I'm ladies, ready to ladies start. First.
You say that as well. Well, I'm just impressed that having come to our meeting for 2 years, you didn't run for the hills. Tell us more about the R.W. Miller Power Plant that is part of what you do in your interactions with.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that question. So the power plant was always part of the project, even from the '60s, you know, back when the district was created. So the district was created in 1961 at the state legislature. The power plant was always part of building the reservoir, not just as a water supply for Mineral Wells and the local communities. That power plant was always planned, and it's always been there generating power. They've been through a few expansions. You know, their original generating capacity is still the boiler styles, but they've added some additional turbine capacities, which come online a lot faster. Don't use as much water as the boilers, but that power plant's importance to Palatine County is almost as important as the water supplies, not only held by my district, but by the BRA up at Possum Kingdom. So it's critical that we maintain a working relationship with the power plant itself to ensure that they have the water they need for cooling. And Brazos Electric went through some tough times during the winter storm Uri and had to file bankruptcy and sell their power plants off. The current owners are out of New Jersey. They own a lot of stuff. You know, they go around buying up power plants. It's they're good people. I've always had a good relationship with them. So had a conversation with them yesterday. You know, there's a lot of rumors about Turkey Peak and how we're going to drain Palo Pinto to fill up Turkey Peak, and I don't, from a hydrology standpoint, I don't get that argument. Why would you build a new glass to pour another glass of water into it? But it's just rumors that they hear, and I asked them a very simple question: when are you going to come to me about building another power plant? Texas has water problems. We also have electricity problems. And, you know, was that a possibility? Well, you know, I'm building this brand new reservoir. I think every reservoir in Texas ought to have a power plant parked on it. But that's just me. We have a lot of new solar panels coming into the county, and these data farms that you hear about, they like rural areas like ours. I don't think they have to mess with as much bureaucracy in rural Texas as they do in more populated areas. So you hear rumors that those are coming, and those require a lot of water. And you sit back and you learn it's all connected, power and water and people. And there's a few things that we absolutely need in Texas to survive, and that's air, and we need water. And come June and July, we need that air conditioner. Yes, that's the relationship that we continue with the power plant, supporting them in all their efforts.
As a follow-up, since you've got what I would call an absentee landlord, and you said you spoke with them about rumors, what kinds of steps do you see as necessary to make sure you've got that good working relationship with the folks that own the
power plant? When LS Power purchased the power plants, it was a year of rocky road. They didn't have personnel that they wanted in the power plants yet. They had just bought the asset. They were learning how they wanted to operate it, and we went through several general managers at the plant. But for about a year and a half now, they've had a steady person down there, and we communicate monthly. You know. During the 23 drought and the early 24, we were communicating weekly. They were concerned. Our particular drought of record is from 2015, and during that drought of record, the R.W. Miller Power Plant had to cease operations due to insufficient water in the reservoir. So obviously it's important to them to know that we're doing everything we can to manage that resource properly so they can continue their operations. And the only way you do that is through communication. So I don't bother them. You know, it's not my power plant to operate. I'll just be honest. We don't own the power plant, but without us, they can't exist. And it is a partnership at the end of the day.
Yeah, I was more interested in how you interact with them and they interact with you, because if they're absentee and they're dealing with rumors, it could make your job more complicated.
So it does. I wouldn't say they're absentee. The general manager they have now does live locally, and he is at the plant every day, and I probably stop in there twice a year as a face-to-face, but we do speak on the phone at least once a month, just to check in. They are one of our biggest customers. Lake Pelican Area Water Supply. So when I'm in the area, I like to make my rounds to make sure they know I'm available to them and to hear their needs and concerns and squash rumors like what they called about yesterday.
Thank you.
Let's just go this way.
Gary, Mr. Westbrook, next.
So have you had any interaction with groundwater conservation districts up there?
So,
or anywhere for that matter.
Yes, I've gotten to know Doug Shaw. I'm actively encouraging our county commissioners to speak with someone like Doug Shaw. Currently, Pelican County has no plan for groundwater at all. If you have 10 acres, they'll let you drill a well. But who's going to stop you from drilling a well in Pelican County? So the commissioners see what happened in Parker County. They're aware that they need to do something. But county commissioners that are not used to groundwater conservation districts, they have a hard time taking that step. You know, the locals feel like you're trying to take their groundwater away. What I tell them is, no, working with a groundwater conservation district ensures that you have groundwater, you know, and it's not a squandered resource. So one day, you know, that's my district really is not involved in groundwater, but I feel like as a citizen and what I know about water and what I'm still learning about water is, if I can work with the county commissioners to get them to work with Doug Shaw or somebody like Doug Shaw that can come in and explain what's sitting under the ground in Pelican County and help better manage that groundwater resource, the better off my county is going to be going forward.
Bigger picture, and you heard us briefly mention conjunctive use when I came in, and that's not necessarily just for show. I mean, it's something that Texas, I believe, is going to depend on in some other areas in the very near future.
Mm-hmm.
Our resources are strained, both surface and ground, and I think we've got to find a way to make true conjunctive use that really enhances the availability of both sources. And so that, to me, Brazosi, as I mentioned a while ago, this is kind of ground zero for all the stuff that's happening in Texas that has to be ironed out. I think you've referenced a few points already. And so do you have any, I'll get to a question. Do you have any experience with any conjunctive projects anywhere?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Do you have any thoughts about the ideas that I just expressed?
I think if this is a resource that we allow to continue to go unmanaged, especially in rural areas, it will become a problem that's unfixable. Surface water is not always the answer. Not every place has a topography to do surface water, and do we pipeline it in? But the groundwater, you know, Barton Chapel in the southern part of Pelican County, the Barton Chapel water supply, you know, they rely on those wells, and they're starting to feel the hurt of all the people moving in that I-20 corridor. You go up to our northern part of the county where Possum Kingdom sits. That's luckily there's a water supply source there. But as you move to the northeastern part of the county, over closer to the Trinity Aquifer, where that geological break is, There's no water up there, and how are we gonna supply that? And hopefully Turkey Peak can come in and make a loop around that northern part up around Perrin and the Grayford and help shore that up. There are parts of this world that absolutely groundwater is reliable. That's just not Palatine County. And so we have to look to reuse, new reservoirs, you know, whatever we can, you know, conservation, although my engineers tell me you can't conserve your way out of a drought. I certainly think you can kick the can down the road a little bit with some proper, you know, conservation efforts. But it's important. Groundwater is important. In Palatine County, it's becoming critical, and I'll continue working with my county commissioners to get them to take the step to officially try and do something to manage that resource.
I appreciate your situation with dealing with rumors. When you're general manager in the heart of the Carrizo Wilcox, tend to get exposed to a few of those. Well, thank you. I'm thoroughly impressed with your resume and your references. And appreciate you being interested.
Thank you, sir.
Judge Blackwood generates as many rumors as I can.
Well, we've noticed a few.
Have you heard about the red ribbon?
A couple of questions for you. If you were seated on the board, what would you hope to accomplish over the next 2, 3, 4 years?
Number one priority is continue this education about water, which I'm not sure you can ever be an expert, but you never can stop learning either. You're in a critical part right now with the planning cycle, which I find very interesting. But as soon as that's over, boards like this also have to start thinking about the next planning cycle. And I know they're 5 years apart, but you can never stop that cycle. And I think you're going out for bids again for engineers, so that'll be an interesting process to sit through and watch the engineering firms come in and bid for the position to be the board's consultants. And this is not a problem that's going to get solved tomorrow. Water. When I left a career I was very comfortable with to come do this, you know, I knew it. You know, I was going to do this for a while, and it's important, and you have to get in and roll your sleeves up and try and absorb all the information you can, and coming to the meetings down here and attending things like TWA, it shows you water at a bigger level. It shows how important groundwater is, no matter where you're at. Surface water, you know, reuse is coming on. We have a project we're spinning up for reuse. And you learn about all these, and I keep hearing these rumors about pipelines, and the best place to stay educated is to be involved, especially at a higher level like this board.
Second question, this may be just a yes, no, or you can expand on it, but the power plant is a customer?
Is a customer, yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any questions. I think it speaks volumes that the generators aren't here and haven't applied for this. I think it tells me and the VRA that they have looked at water supplies for future generations and they're not interested or concerned because it's not an option, at least from the surface water perspective. And I think it speaks volumes that Howard has been coming to our meetings for years. And has involved himself, and he told us a few years ago that he was going to do that. So I'm a huge Howard Huffman supporter, and I think the way this has unfolded is very interesting.
It is very interesting. Mm-hmm.
Second.
Sorry, was that not a motion?
No.
So, Mr. Huffman, I don't have any questions to either. I've spoken with you in nearly every meeting, and already asked my questions last time you were here. Remember my answers. So